I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on October 25th, 2019. U.S. carriers have unveiled another plan to wrestle control back from Google. After yesterday's news about their ZenKey authentication initiative, the four main U.S. carriers have also announced that they'll be cooperating on rolling out RCS to replace SMS messaging. Google has been pushing rich communication services adoption for quite a while now, and largely without success. But the new plan cuts the company out of the loop entirely. The four carriers will work on interoperability behind the scenes and will develop their own RCS app, which is likely to be installed as a default messaging app on all Android handsets that they supply. Google and GitLab have backtracked on recent decisions after both companies faced a customer backlash. On Google's side, there had been an increasing amount of unease recently about firmware updates that had been causing some Google Home and Home Mini devices to become so unresponsive that even a hard reset wouldn't get them working normally again. Google had stayed fairly quiet about the problem, but told some of its users of out-of-warranty devices that it wouldn't be replacing them, even though its own updates had bricked the hardware. After days of bad press about the issue, Google has now said it will be replacing all affected home devices, including those that are out of warranty. And while we reported a couple of weeks ago about GitLab's intention to add telemetry to everything but its self-hosted open-source product, the move seems to have taken a lot of developers by surprise and provoked a backlash this week. GitLab has now walked back on that plan and says that it is processing the feedback it has received and is rethinking its approach. Mozilla has been catching flack from users and regulators alike for its plan to start encrypting DNS queries and have them responded to by Cloudflare. The company has now posted a fairly comprehensive FAQ in an attempt to answer those questions and more, which reveals that there won't be any financial arrangement with Cloudflare, and which also provides some assurance for enterprise users that their custom DNS setups won't be affected. Google unveiled a new natural language processing algorithm to better understand user queries. This new algorithm ought to enable Google to contextualize requests and pick up on nuances in sentence construction. Google hopes that this change will enable users to abandon their usual practice of throwing in a bunch of keywords in hopes of getting good search results. Finally, if you're looking for something to listen to this weekend, why not check out Self-Hosted? It's our new show that talks about hosting things yourself, both at home and in the cloud. Episode 4 came out yesterday and features an interview with Plex co-founder Elan Feingold. You can find that episode and all of their episodes at selfhosted.show. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/35. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with more news next week.